Support for Fat Guy Radio Show comes from Audible.com, a provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 audio programs from leading audio publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. For Fat Guy Radio Show listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice when you try Audible free for 30 days. A title they suggest is The Hobbit, Unabridged by J.R.R. Tolkien. Try Audible today with a free audiobook of your choice. Go to audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Here they come, Lip. All right, Lip, we have a special guest in the studio. And,
are you sure?
Yeah, and you want me to, I want to introduce them in a different way. So okay. I was thinking of maybe doing one of my hacky impressions.
Hacky?
Hacky, one of my hacky impressions.
Okay.
Let's bring, even though I don't have the afro, and even though I don't have the preacher's mask on, I want to bring in the Reverend Afro Puff to bring in the guest. Is that okay?
That is totally
all right,
fine.
Ladies and gentlemen. Reverend Afro Puff, come on in here, Reverend. Get on in here. Well, giving honor to God. Getting honor to God. I'm so happy to be here with all of you, everyone. This is indeed a great day to be here on Fat Guy Radio Show to introduce these wonderful, wonderful guests. I see you down there in the front row, sister. Let's give the sister a hand. Yeah, oh, yes, you lovely sister. All right, well, I just want to welcome all y'all here to Fat Guy Radio Show, and I'm going to introduce to you the guest that's on the air today. I feel something moving. And today, he is going to come in his own way. Everybody knows him as Little D. I tell you, yes, that's him. That's who he is. Oh, give him a hand. Go ahead, give him a hand, everyone. And Little D is going to come in, and he's going to bring his own sermon that's coming deep down inside. I want you to come on in here, Little D, and just share with the peoples, that what's on your mind. Come on in here, Little D. Come on in, ladies and gentlemen, Little D. Hey.
Thank you.
Well,
this morning when I woke up.
Oh, Lord.
I said this morning when I woke up. I got up.
You got up.
I looked.
You looked.
And I got scared.
Because
it was big and black.
Oh, Lord, it was.
Whew, right in my face.
Oh, how does the crowd feel about that? Oh, Lord.
So I said, Lord.
You said, Lord.
I said, Lord. I said, thank you for letting me be black.
Oh, black.
And have a 9 inches.
Oh, Lord.
Or maybe it was 7. Who was counting?
Oh.
In between my knees. Oh. So what I did,
What you did.
I took it. I pulled it out.
They didn't change keys on you. Sister Abigail on the organ, she didn't modulate it up. Wait, hold on. Listen, where we're going to have to break it down here. Little D, I know you got a word from your pants for everybody today.
Yes, I do.
But we want to make sure that everybody understands that it's rather important that everybody knows that everybody in the morning, they can't wake up to 9 inches.
No.
Everybody in the morning.
Morning.
They can't wake up.
Wake up.
To maybe 7.
To 7.
Maybe they got 6.
6.
Or maybe they got 5.
5.
Maybe they got 4.
4.
Or maybe they got 2. Or maybe they like Corey and ain't got 1.
1 inches a part of that, boy.
Oh, Lord. Now, Lil D, I know that you's feeling
You feeling it right
I'm feeling
now.
Feeling it right now, brother.
But see what we didn't say.
What we didn't say.
Sister Abigail, you doing so good on that organ.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she's so lovely. Yes, every time she played a note, her boobs jiggled a little bit. Have you seen that? Well, it's Sister Abigail. Oh, Sister Abigail, you boobs is jiggling.
Yeah.
I thought she was going into a song.
You want me helping?
I thought she was going into a song there. But what's important here is that what people don't know.
Tell them, Pastor.
What people. Don't know.
Yeah.
Is that waiting on the other side of this stretch?
It's not God.
It's not God.
Nor the devil.
Nor the devil.
At all.
Oh, no. No. Oh, Sister Abigail, she started another song.
Yeah.
It's not God that's waiting on the other side.
Oh, that wall.
Thinking if you know it, it's not God.
It's not my God.
It's not God.
No.
It's not God.
At all. Now, did y'all turn with me to Philippians 13, verse 17, ninth chapter.
I didn't know I was in the Bible.
16th verse. And I want y'all to look at this real closely.
Oh, Sister Abigail, she didn't feel the spirit over there. It's not God.
We good.
I'm trying to get the other guest on.
I'm gonna shut up. Back to character.
Whoa. Well, everyone's. I might be enjoying this a little bit more than the rest of you. Well, I got a little tear in my eye because I'm feeling the fact that it's not gone. And I'm trying to bring in the other guest that's here on the panel. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. It's not 9 inches that he's rise up to in the morning. No. It's actually a little bigger than 9. Oh, Lord. No. It might be 10. Or so.
Lord have mercy.
I want to bring on. Out of the crowd, they want another guest. They want another guest, little D.
Bring it on.
You know what he gonna bring.
Who we gonna bring?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Right now.
Now.
Coming to you.
You.
In his own way.
What?
He's coming.
Coming.
His name is D.T.
First off, giving honor.
Getting owner.
I'm giving honor.
Oh, he didn't got a new band.
I'm giving honor to the pastor of the church.
Of the church.
Reverend Afro Puff.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to be over here with this sister.
First lady, Betty Crocker. I just want to say that when I woke up this morning. I looked at the sky, and I said, sky?
Sky!
The sky said, huh? I said, why?
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 Damn, that sounds bad.
Do you look so good today?
Betty Crocker.
And this guy said, it's because I will work out. I said, you work out? This guy said, yes. Thank you. Oh.
It's not God.
I said, What kind of workouts do you do? The sky said.
What the sky said?
Wind's friends. Then I woke up again and found out I was tripping on LSD.
Oh, here comes the choir now.
But you know what?
What?
My not God woke me up.
Yo, not God, oh.
It's not God told me. You need to stop talking to the sky.
Sky.
And start talking to that pie.
Pie.
Made by Betty Crocker. Thank you again.
Betty Crocker.
Thank you again, First Lady. Oh, you know, I was hungry last night.
Oh, yes. Well, we thank the church to stay. Oh, I think that was a good word. That was a good word. That was a good word. Oh. Oh, the phlegm in my throat from laughing so hard. Well, we don't thank everybody. We're going to thank everybody for joining us for this opening of the Fat Guy Radio Show. We're going to thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
God.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the true truth?
And there's just no way to end this properly just to start the damn show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Gain the mountains.
We waited for you, as promised.
All safe. Pompey set upon another half. Many were lost.
We must see him to Mountain Path before we too are discovered.
Stay hard. I would rest a while.
We cannot stay here.
No, you cannot. Nor can I follow.
Spartacus. Spartacus.
A victory and to fall from this world a free man.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius, and now it's Corey Blaze
right here, Fat Guy Radio Show. What's in My Life by Stevie Wonder. Heard in over 79 countries with 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for September 18th, 2015. Here in Studio G, arresting clockmakers named Muhammad. It's your it's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on Twitter. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Want to be heard on the show? Call our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Yes, the holiday season is among us, believe it or not. So when you're gearing up for the holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, remember to shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Mother Nature is retracting her summer wrath, but Old Man Winter will soon wake. Amazon has everything you need for the change in the seasons. Doesn't matter what it is, Amazon has it. If you need it or want it, get it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Woo!
Yeah.
I don't think anybody enjoyed that opening more than we did, but I'm okay with that. Yep.
Nope, so I nope, just found nope. out that the people I work with right now are a bunch of classless, you know, you guys have no kind of class, no kind of knowledge, nothing.
We don't have any knowledge or class of what you were, you asked us an innocuous question.
That question was not innocuous.
It was innocuous.
It was super oculous.
It was not, it was innocuous. Nobody knew what the hell you were talking about.
The Crucible. It's a famous play.
You gave us two words.
Two words.
And then you wanted us to.
Has anyone seen The Crucible? And what's the last name of the dude, John? The main guy in the movie, Daniel Day-Lewis, Winona Ryder, the shoplifting girl. Chick.
You gave us the last line of your footnotes and wanted us to give you a complete thesis.
Exactly.
That's impossible to do.
No,
impossible.
We can't do it. You're supposed to know.
We don't know.
Shit, I would definitely don't know.
You're black.
Last person. Exactly.
So you didn't lost your mind, Mocha. You didn't lost your mind. And I know why you didn't lost your mind. Because it's Friday! Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Fat Guy Radio Show Friday taping just for you. So what I want you to do next Friday is I want you to walk into your boss's office, punch him right in the middle of his chest, and say, you know what, you can kiss my ass because it's Friday.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to go into your boss's room. I want you to stand on top of the desk, pull your pants down, pour a bowl of Raisin Bran, eat it, and then wait for this poop to come out because it's Friday!
I want you to find a red-headed friend from Colorado and take him to the Miracles for Heroes concert in the worst effing concert arena in Phoenix because it's Friday!
I want you to go arrest your friend who's been peddling those fake EBD cards and tell him his penis pills don't work because it's Friday!
I want you to go to the Republican National Convention debate and act like you're a hot chick from HP, even though you're really not as hot as you think you are, because it's Friday!
That way for me, I ain't got one.
I've been looking at Little D this whole time.
I was waiting for you to get one.
I was looking at him like,
I had one, but you guys kept going back, and I lost it.
Screw it. Well, I'm sorry. You lost one back. So you know what? Just because it's Friday, I want you to take your neighbor's virginity because your wife isn't giving it up anymore because she's pregnant because it's Friday. Oh, crap. Here he comes.
I want you to call me. Because it's Friday. 602.
Oh, God, no, that's not right.
3535.
Okay, there, see, he just can't keep it in his pants.
Nope.
You just can't keep it in your pants.
Nope. He's worse than Leon Phelps.
Oh, Lace Man?
Yeah.
I got that one.
That's because you're black.
Exactly.
And we can't have that here on this show.
Oh, no black people here.
Please, please, please do not bring your black to the show, Lil D. That's not
new. Let me tell you something.
Let me explain it to you here. See, we're here at Fekka Radio Show. See, we've taken the level of our whiteism to another whole new level. What say you, Brother Sebastian?
You know, we must keep our blackness tucked in tight.
Yes.
Because if any sign of the blackness shows, then you know we're not going to be able to floss with our black cards.
And you know what's really important, Lil D, is you sit here with your black showing, is you have to remind yourself it's not God. All right, folks. Well, good Lord. Anthony is not here, unfortunately. He has to
work. And
this
show is great.
Oh, no.
He wasn't ready.
I'm sorry.
I don't know who that was.
Anthony's not here. He had to work. We had to move the show to a Friday night because, as many of you know, last night was the Miracles for Heroes concert.
Nice.
And I had to attend it. Well, I didn't have to attend it, but I wanted to attend it. So I went to the Miracles for Heroes concert. And I want to address this on the show, if I may.
Go ahead.
Now, I love Sydney Justin and all of the Miracles. Cordell, all of them.
Odell Beckham.
All of them from Genesis to Revelations are some really good guys. So their show last night was amazing. It was spectacular. What they do and what they bring to the stage is great.
But
where they had the show is a whole nother issue.
Where do they have the show at?
The Celebrity Theater.
I was just about to say that.
The freaking Celebrity Theater. Now, for those of you that aren't here in the Valley of the Sun, the Celebrity Theater, let me give you a little...
Let me paint the picture. That's my red light district area.
You know about the Celebrity Theater?
Of course. Who doesn't know about the Celebrity Theater?
Because what I'm about to say about it, of course, you would be all in the Kool-Aid. All in the glue. All in the Kool-Aid.
In the glue.
About what I have now deemed the taint of Phoenix.
It really is.
That place is located on the part of the male body. If Phoenix was the male body, this would be the warm spot that you put your finger in to see if you got a fever coming on.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be the gooch.
No. It's the part that's that 1 inch between the gooch and the poop chute. It's that itch. It's that. It's not big. It's very small. Mm. And there's one hair.
Not like you.
There's just one hair. One hair there.
One lonely hair.
One hair, and it's half your real color hair and half
Dookie Brown.
Dookie Brown. Hair. The Celebrity Theater is located in the pits of hell of Phoenix, Arizona.
You know what? Celebrity Theater is located exactly 1 mile from Christie's Cabaret.
It is.
Yep. It is.
Totally. And it's also located 5 miles from the Mecca of Phoenix, which is downtown Phoenix.
Get one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's exactly located a half a mile from Van Buren Street.
Which is called the Hostro.
The Red Light District.
If you are flying in to Phoenix, you gonna see it before you touch down, because it's within blocks of Sky Harbor.
True.
Yeah, it's that big, giant scorched mark that looks like a crop site.
It's that when you're flying into Phoenix and you look out of the plane and you look down, that part of the city that looks like a skid mark, that's the Celebrity Theater.
When you're driving into Phoenix and you look out your window, that circle that looks like a giant toilet bowl that's been flushed,
yeah,
that's Celebrity Theater.
When you were flying into Phoenix and you think there's bird poop on your window, it ain't. It's the Celebrity Theater.
When you're driving into Phoenix and you see a whole bunch of homeless people with their pants down, they're probably taking a dump at Celebrity Theater.
When you are flying into Phoenix and you realize that you've made a bad mistake and you look out the window looking for hope and you see an empty space, that's the Celebrity Theater.
When looking at a map of Phoenix, and there is a hole in the map, that's where the Celebrity Theater is.
When you are flying into Phoenix and you land out of Sky Harbor and you drive in your rental car to Van Buren and you find yourself a $20 hoe and she missing teeth, that gap between her teeth, that's where the Celebrity Theater is.
When you're flying into Phoenix and you need to get you an STD, that is a Celebrity Theater.
So when you're flying over Phoenix and you see the long line of cop cars, they probably just left Celebrity Theater.
True.
When you fly in the Phoenix and you look down and you see dead bodies littered in the streets, that is the parking lot of the Celebrity Theater.
When you're flying in a Phoenix and you need to get you some tamales, that is the Celebrity Theater.
When you're watching World War Z in the movie theater and you see all the zombies, they trying to escape from Celebrity Theater.
When you flying in the Phoenix and you see something coming out of the ground like the Cloverfield monster, that is the Celebrity Theater.
When you're watching The Wizard of Oz and you see the feet of the Wicked Witch of the East, she was killed by Celebrity Theater.
It wasn't a house that landed on Plymouth Rock. The Plymouth Rock wasn't a rock. It was the Celebrity Theater. That place is a crapshoot. I ain't lying to you. Now listen.
I think they got it from all the examples we gave.
No, we didn't paint a clear enough picture. Let me give you a little bit more detail.
Let me try this one more time.
Let me tell you something. We family. Listen to me, America. That Celebrity Theater is seven for the devil. There, seven for the devil. I'm telling you.
Seven for the devil.
That place, number one, is riddled with rats and history. Okay, there has been some really big names that have come through the Celebrity Theater. The Celebrity Theater is close to Sky Harbor because it was designed to be able to get the celebrities from the plane to the theater. Mm-hmm. Now, the Celebrity Theater seats probably, I would guess, maybe 8,000 people.
Hell,
that much?
I thought smaller. It'd
be
like
75. Well,
I didn't think it would fit. I didn't think more than 500.
Well, I got in there and two other people did as well, so that's pretty much the maximum capacity. Okay, so Celebrity Theater has a lot of Jimi Hendrix has played there. A lot of really great people have come through the Celebrity Theater.
That's some history. I never knew he played
it's some,
there.
It's some history. Wow. There was a picture of a performer on the wall in the VIP section underneath the stage. Uh-huh. you know, Corey Blaze.
Yeah.
In the VIP section under the stage, and the date was older than me.
Wow.
It was dated back to 1976. So it goes back a while. And
not
it
by much.
Is called... Thank you, Lip. And it is called the Historic Celebrity Theater. Now, when you think history, you think of the old ruins in Rome.
Yeah.
You think of, you know, the beautiful pyramids in Egypt.
Kunta Kinte.
But with the difference between the pyramids.
Kunta Kinte.
That's my foot, man.
That's what I think about.
When you think about... When you think about the pyramids in Egypt that have been here for millions and millions of years, every once in a while, somebody with a broom goes through there and sweeps them pyramids out. That's not how it happens at the Celebrity Theater.
That's a lot of sweeping.
It is. But they still do it, but they don't do it down at the Celebrity Theater. Celebrity Theater's probably been there for about 50 years. No, 70 years. And you know what? So has the technology and the seats. The seats have been there for 70 years. So instead of the people that own the Celebrity Theater saying these seats are old and decrepit, what we're going to do is we're just going to unbolt them from the ground and put in folding chairs. We're going to put in leather folding chairs like on the sidelines of the Phoenix Suns game.
Okay.
Okay, so they didn't even replace the seats. They just put leather folding chairs in there. That way they can also, it looks like, okay, because we can just have a mosh pit, just fold up the chairs. And that's what they do. You walk in there, it's very small. From the door to the stage is probably no more than 500 feet.
Right.
So it's not a very big place. It is so wrongly designed. It is designed for back in the day of Phoenix Broadville. I can see a Broadville show happening in the Celebrity Theater. Not what we want as entertainment now. This is why, outside of the Miracles, a lot of fallen-to-the-wayside acts go to the Celebrity Theater.
Yeah.
You don't get the real big... When Janet Jackson comes in October, she ain't taking her fine ass over to Celebrity Theater. No. Nah, she going 5 miles up the road to the Talking Stick, Walking Backwards Arena Resort Tackle and Bait Shop. Right. What the hell is the name of that arena now?
I don't know.
What is it called? You said it on your show, Mocha.
It's called a stick.
So they go in
TSA, the TSRA.
So when Tesla. Janet Jackson comes in, she's gonna play the stick, also known as Lil D's penis, and she's not going to Celebrity Theater. Okay, you know what the next show is in Celebrity Theater?
Don't tell me it's Dwelly again.
Martina McBride.
Who the hell is Martina McBride?
Martina McBride is playing the Celebrity Theater next, and let's
is that
see.
A female or a dude?
I don't know. Let's ask the peanut gallery. You guys know about Martina McBride? No, nothing. Nothing? Anybody? Nothing. Martina McBride is the next one coming. The biggest name they done got this year has been the Miracles. They packed that place out. It was beautiful. Now, the way that it's set up is when you walk in, it's in a circle. It's in a round.
Yeah.
So in the round, you would think that when you go to the U.S. Airways Center, you go to Talking Stick Resort, they have, it's basically in a round, almost like an oval. But the walking paths are not designed where they block your view of the stage. It's a very intimate concert venue. The walking path for people to come in the door and get to their seats is right through the seats. Right through, you got the cheap seats that go up that ain't that far. You're within 500 feet of the stage no matter where you are.
Okay.
They got cheap seats, and then they got stage seats. And then the walk path is right in the middle, and it's in the round. So every time somebody went out and got a beer or went to the bathroom and came back in, if you were in the cheap seats, somebody walked in front of you. The Miracles for Heroes concert happened to be the veterans theme concert. No mark against them, but a whole lot of old people were there. And they don't walk very fast. So when they came back from using the bathroom, all 400 trips that they took, I missed half the concert because grandma couldn't move her hips fast enough to get her ass up out the way. Well, she started at the beginning of Love Machine and got to the end of I Want You Back, Baby.
What?
Just in my view.
Wow.
Because a celebrity theater is designed wrong. So I was there and I wanted to get...
Wait, hold on. Was the celebrity theater designed wrong or was her hip replacement messed up?
No, I think Dr. Schwab did her hip replacement very well.
You sure it wasn't Dr. Pepper?
No, it wasn't Dr. Pepper. It might have been Dr. Scholes. I don't know which one what it is, but one of them doctors did her procedure and they did it right. What we didn't do is we have not touched that building since it was built.
Hey,
the technology is still old and wrong. Worst venue ever. This off the Twitter. Martina McBride is a country music singer discovered by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Okay. But it's the worst venue ever. And before we go to break, I know we're up on break. The bathrooms. Mm. You know the trough effect that they have at the Talking Stick Arena where you go in there and it's just a peep show?
Yeah.
This celebrity theater takes it to another level. Because not only do they have the wall of toilets that are 2 centimeters apart from each other, they also put the sinks on the same wall. So now when you were done pissing next to the dick, you can go wash your hands next to the dick. And if it's a night where it's all veterans, there ain't nothing but a whole lot of broke dick, nasty sausage running around the celebrity theater that you gotta wash your hands to. Or you could just be like the old buzzard, the old black dude that was walking in there thinking he was gonna get banged by the hot chick in the third row, knowing he didn't have a chance in hell. You could just be like that guy and just piss and walk out and not even wash your hands because you didn't want to do it. And then that's not the worst of it. If you still wanted to wash your hands and turn around and walk out the bathroom, if you looked over your shoulder, you can look at the mirror that's on the same wall as the urinals and see another glimpse of all the celebrity theater wieners.
Oh, wow.
Because the celebrity theater wants you coming in straight and leaving gay.
Doesn't the
I will never go back to the celebrity theater. You can kiss my ass. Now, if they pay us to go, I'll be there in a minute. It'd be the greatest place on earth.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
It was great. If they pay, you know, Bring Out Fat Girl Radio Show is the best place on planet. All right, let's take a quick break here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man, I don't know what the hell we're going to get into on the other side of this break. Lil D's here. D-Tay's here. And on the other side of this, you know what? There ain't nothing too bad about spending a little time with your bromance and watching a little bit of Netflix, Lil D. You don't know nothing about that because you ain't got cable.
Nope.
Or internet. Or Netflix.
Nope.
And we'll also probably talk a little bit about the difference between me and Lil D. Yep. A lot of similarities. A lot of differences. On the other side of this break, it's Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Phoenix Vape community and friends, come hang with your favorite internet radio show at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17th, 2015. We'll be broadcasting live from the Halo 6 booth on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. Come meet Philippius, DT, Anthony, and of course, I'll be there, Corey Blaze. We'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and see what you're vaping with. The Vapor Dynasty Expo is open to the public. Come out and learn about the new, exciting, and growing growing industry that is electronic cigarettes. Arizona's premier e-cig and vapor expo. Single day passes $10. Weekend passes $14. Reserve your spot now at VaporDynastyExpo.com or click the banner on our website. Hang with us, your boys from Fat Guy Radio Show and our buddies from Halo Cigs at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. Can't wait to meet you. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17, 2015.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Yeah, I'm a little slow on the trigger there, Lip. Sorry about that. All right, folks, we will be hanging with Halo Cigs in October, but you can experience Halo Cigs now, ladies and gentlemen. You can experience the superior quality vaping with, yes, you guessed it, Halo Cigs, premium quality e-cigs. Elevate your vape with the Triton tank system, which I have right here. And modeling over there, the G6 model is the one, the only Mocha Cub. Ah, he's vaping, baby. Oh, am I the only one that just made in my pants? Halo Cigs! I own both of them exclusively, and I exclusively only vape with Halo Cigs. You should too. Get your hands on what PC Magazine awarded as one of the top electronic cigarettes on the market. I'm not just a paid spokesman, folks. I am a customer as well. And when I need to refill my e-liquid or update to the latest electronic cigarette, I do it all through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs, or I click the banner ad on our website. Halo Cigs, give it to me, Mocha, and give it to Lady K.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
That is just so sexy right here. That was really loud.
Is she on right now?
Lady K? I think so. Let's see. Let me check my Twitter here.
Lady K, are you on right now?
Yes, she's on right. No. I'm standing by. Sit your ass. She just passed out. That's what the Twitter, right off the Twitter, just passed out. No. Oh, boy. Oh, no. No.
Hey, Lady K, I showed you yours. Now,
okay,
can you show me
all
mine?
Right, little D, just Lord.
You said that backwards.
I showed you yours. Can you show me mine?
I forgot what it looks like.
You are such an idiot. Oh, Lady K, don't encourage him on the Twitter.
Oh, what'd she say?
What'd she say?
Do it, little D. Do it, little D. No. Don't do it.
Now, when you
D,
say do it, do you mean do it?
No.
Do you, or
you gotta be specific, because I'll fly to North Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment. It's the segment that's sweeping the nation.
I'm gonna sweep more than a nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
Yes, sexy summer, mama. All right, today on What the Hell is Corey? What the hell? Let's try that again.
All right, from the top.
From the top.
All right, we're going to take it from the top. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That sexy summer mama.
See, I don't think you did it right. You didn't have a lot of feeling in that. I think you need to do What the Hell is Corey tweeting that sexy summer mama. You know how you went up on the end of that?
Okay, you want to try it again?
All right, we're going to take two. Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about that. We'll fix this in editing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lady K is freaking out right now. It's the segment that is sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's sexy summer mama.
No, I was looking for that sexy summer mama.
Summer mama. Summer loma.
It's Friday!
All right, today on What the Hell is Corey tweeting that sexy summer mama?
That's me.
Brought to you by DT, sponsored by DT, and read by DT. The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze tweeted out today.
That's me.
Oh, actually, I forgot the right one you tweeted this.
Oh.
It was 8:23 p.m.
Someday.
9:14. 2015.
That's good.
That's what it was.
All
right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So, Corey tweeted out, why not rip my pants in the crotch before an important meeting relating to my show? Hashtag Winnie. I just want to say,
yes.
Whether he ripped his pants or not, no one would notice. He has a Ken doll going on. So what's the problem?
I do not have the Ken doll nether regions, you boo. There is a little bit of a nipple poke from the undergoos.
So you have the burnt Ken doll going.
I got the burnt. The melted plastic. Melted plastic kid.
Oh man,
I hate you. I hate you. I have a new hat. So I am literally.
You're literally.
Yeah, I literally. I looked over lip shoulder. I literally was going to a meeting, and I had on my favorite pair of brown pants, and my fat ass was driving my smaller vehicle.
Your literal flat ass.
My literal flat ass. I was
literally driving.
I was driving my smaller vehicle, which we know is a little closer to the ground. Mm-hmm. Now the bigger you get, you would think that, you know, in life, you would get closer to the ground because you keep getting fatter, where you'll eventually be 6 feet under, right, Lil D?
True.
I know that's hard for you to realize that one day I'm going to die.
It is.
It might be tomorrow.
You got a good life policy though, right?
It's not made out to you.
Damn it.
Everything goes to Ryan Scott.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you guys know what it looks like when Corey Blaze gets out of his car.
Yes.
He literally has to get a rolling start. Like the Indiana Jones ball. It takes about 5 rock backs before he can actually propel himself out of the car.
And sometimes I have to hire a little Chinese boy to help push from the back.
I remember one time.
So it's like the what Indiana Jones thing?
The giant ball?
Yeah, here it goes right there. There's a giant ball running down.
Me, Ryan, Flip, and Papa Bear, we're going to some business thing, and we had to stop by a Walmart.
Yes.
And we stop the car. Papa Bear's driving. We stop the car. We all get out the car. We close the door. Me, Lip, and Ryan.
Oh, that was messed up.
We're at the front door and stop. We're like, wait, where's Papa Bear? He was barely getting out the car.
Because you guys hop out of the freaking car like bunnies. You guys just get out of this. It's like
boop, we hop out the car like regular people.
No, you guys got out of that damn car, and then all of a sudden it was like. Oh, we're at the door.
You getting at the car looks like a sea turtle getting off its back.
It doesn't. It don't.
Wait a minute. So they are already at the door, and you were just still getting out.
I had to turn the car off. I had to push the seat back. I had to get the little Indian boy out the trunk to help me get out of it.
You had to get the crane. Nope.
And they left me there by myself. Luckily, we were in a very nice established area.
Now, and how did you feel?
I felt alone.
Now, how do you think that old lady felt at Celebrity Theater? You gonna talk about her being slow?
That bitch should have had a motorized cart. She should have had a little rotor scooter. I see them damn commercials. Don't get me started about that old broke hip bitch. She should have had a motor scooter. She should have been in that motor. She could have been moving a little faster than the point. She was going so slow, she went backwards. That's how slow she was going. Why are you gonna bring up that old bitch and get me all fired up again?
Because that's probably how they thought about you.
Let me tell you how my pants went when I got out of the little car.
Miami lost?
What? Oh, man.
That is an old throwback.
What? I remember.
Miami lost? That's an old bit.
I remember.
I remember the time.
We fell in love.
You're a little too early. 1, 2. Do you remember the time we fell in love? You remember the time
when we first met again?
I literally just saw your brain shut down.
When we have spaghetti. When we
spaghetti.
No, I lost the line.
Spaghetti. Your mom's spaghetti. So when I rip my pants.
Sound like SpongeBob over here. Y'all don't know that episode of SpongeBob?
No.
And then don't look at me for no more references for nothing.
Man, I can't throw nothing to y'all people. Y'all uneducated behemoths.
If it ain't got to do with porn, what a lot of stuff.
Oh, we know about Mexican, your porn stars.
Starring the Mexican chick?
Yeah.
Vita Guerrera?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Bro, Jinx Mays?
Woo! Oh, yeah, her too.
Oh,
yes,
bro.
Yes. Now we talking.
Oh my gosh, bro. Woo. I have no
idea. Hey, but Vita Guerrera has a porn. I didn't know that.
She's a video vixen, but yeah, she's bad.
Yeah, she is.
She bad, bro.
I do a porn with her.
Oh, man.
Get her pregnant all at the same damn time.
Bro, speaking about pregnancy.
Oh, God.
F your pants. I forgot. No one cares about your pants anymore.
I ain't even wearing none right now.
What?
I'm ginger. Oh. Nobody gets
Speaking about pregnancy, though. How's your wife's pregnancy going, man? How's everything with that?
Hey, it's going good. But let me ask you guys a question, speaking of that. Now we on that.
Mm-hmm.
The pregnancy's going good.
Okay.
The little one will be here in like another month and maybe 2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay. So last time I was on here, we had an issue about sex.
Yeah.
Now, this morning, matter of fact, I'm glad you asked, D-Tay.
Bing! How did you just give yourself a bell? How the hell you just give yourself a bell?
Hey, I does what I do. You heard me?
You do what you
Bing!
Do, what you do,
I
what you do.
What I, does.
I got the sound. Well,
get fire on one time.
What?
Nothing.
Get fire on it one time. What the hell are you talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
What? No, hold on. Before you get into that, can I just get one quick 30-second thing out real quick?
Do what you got to do.
Please, just allow me to do this real quick.
Do what you got to do.
DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
One more thing, Lil D, one more thing before you get started. One more thing I got to do. Let's go to the producer microphone in his head, and let's see what Philippius is thinking about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now the producer mic.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Shaking that booty. I saw the booty. I want the booty. Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty. Give up the booty. Loving the booty. Round booty. Down for the booty.
Yeah, he was really thinking a lot. That was a long thing. That was a long thing. Hold on, Lil D. Before you do that, I got to go to what's going on in Corey's mind right now. What am I thinking? Oh, that's not it. What am I thinking?
Avocados from Mexico.
All right, Lil D, take it away.
Speaking of the booty.
I'm speaking of the what? I'm sorry.
Speaking of the booty.
Oh, I couldn't get to
God
it.
Damn.
All right, do it again. Lil D.
Speaking of the booty. Oh.
Write that down.
Oh, F it. I was going to make
it.
That
was cool.
Lil D, you got to watch. What? Speaking of the what?
Speaking of the booty. Check it out. So.
Your timing, you have the timing of bird poop. You know, it just comes out of nowhere, and it just lands in the most inconspicuous places. You
like my car! Darn birds.
All right, speaking of what, Lil D?
So, the booty. The booty. I don't know where to go.
I saw his brain actually
this morning,
skip a beat.
We started trying to get it. Oh, no.
Oh,
let me
no,
take it back to 84.
Take it back to take further.
Yes, oh,
wait,
today.
Wait, hold on.
Let me take you back forward and then around the corner.
Yes.
You want to go back in time?
Yes, yesterday.
All right, let's go back in time. Oh.
Damn. That's me right there like that? Not bad.
Freaking idiot.
Yesterday, we sent Trinity off to school.
Uh-huh.
Before I was going to work, I was like, okay, so we can get it in for a minute.
Okay.
I was feeling it. I was really feeling it.
Okay, you was feeling it.
So, take the clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant stomach in a way.
That's
everything's going good. I am rock hard.
Oh, okay. All right, Lil D. Come on now. Be careful.
Hey, rock hard. That's all I said.
Okay, rock candy.
Like a rock Chevy.
That's a ringing endorsement.
Right when I'm about to... Right when I'm about to insert.
Careful.
As soon as I just touch.
Okay.
There's a knock at the damn window.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Oh, man.
Her best friend was bringing her son because she babysits and bringing the son. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh.
You got to be kidding me.
So you wasn't even able to put the Pop-Tart into the toaster.
Right. I was playing with it, looking at it.
See.
Right.
That's
right.
Your fault.
Because you got to get her in the mood.
No,
right
you got to put the Pop-Tart in the toaster.
Right. No, but it was cool right when I was putting it. right,
right.
And I mean that so bluntly. Right when I was right there, like it literally kissed.
You were at the doorstep.
Yes,
it was. No. You were at the doorstep, and then all of a sudden, like, a knock at the door, and your pants ripped.
Yeah, like you.
I'm gonna get so that damn story.
In, so, and she comes back like, we can do them. My thing, like, damn, like, nope, I got to go to work. It's too late. I'm lost the mood. So today, this morning, how I woke up during, you heard my sermon this morning, how I woke up.
Okay. So, wait, let's give it to them in an audio format on how Lil D woke up here, because I'm having a great day over here on the sound pad. Here we go. Lil D this morning. There we are. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that an accurate recount?
No, I was a little harder than that, but.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Willow wood.
We don't have any wood, Lil
Damn.
D.
Give your thing some Viagra pills.
Oh, these little D. Never mind. Pills.
Hey, so check it out. So this morning, that was in the back of my mind, but nothing happened. So we're going at it. And we have you ever wanted it so long that you just give up? You just like, I can't do this. Like, normally I can make her climax. But since the baby's there, it's more harder. Like, I tried, I was putting it down every position that I knew. She could not get it. Hell, I felt like Bernie Mac. 50 pumps. 50 that's pump, all you gonna get.
50 pump chomp.
If you don't get it, you fresh out of. So I didn't do it.
I'm sorry, Lil D. That's all the time we have for your story. We gotta go to break right now. We gotta pay some bills. I'm so sorry. That's the school time for recess.
Okay,
time for recess. Cool. Hey. All right, let's take a quick break, you sexy what?
I'll listen to the rest of your story about the swing set.
I'm going to beat your ass by the monkey bars. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio. You got me to repeat for me, but I didn't let me tell me she won. It's all right to pretend that we still talk. All right, folks, this portion of the show was brought to you by, I'm going to go to the bit here, Lip. If I can find it, because I'm having a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Vegas, as you all know, is the place to be. But when you get there, you don't want to drop all your money on just the basics like hotels, car rentals, show tickets. Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas has all the deals before any other travel site. How? I'm glad you asked. Because the folks behind Vegas.com live, work, and play right in Vegas. So they'll hip you to all the great deals. Like if you book a hotel through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas and then the hotel price drops, your room rate drops, you'll get an email with the option to rebook that same room at the lower rate. Do it all through Vegas at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Boom, bam. Do Vegas this fall and get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Woo! Vegas! Viva Las Vegas, baby. Lady, you're going to hear the rest of Little D's story out by the monkey bars. Lady K said that she's gonna sneak a kiss in behind the swing set on me.
I'm gonna sneak something else in behind.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen.
We can meet behind the bungalows.
Oh. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you guys. Good Jesus, person. Mercy, Jesus. Welcome back to the show. For those of you that are just joining us, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. We're joined by my little brother, Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
And Mocha Cup.
Hey.
And our executive producer, Philippians, and some weird guy sitting behind him. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa, Lil D, I know that one day you were going to get sex back from your wife.
Yes.
You shouldn't have put the baby in there. You wouldn't have had this problem.
I think it was you that did it.
No, but see, but you weren't even listening to the story, because he was saying he was having relations with his wife.
He was having relations.
He was having relations so long.
It was just
because
so long.
It was so hard to make the Pop-Tarts pop.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get the Pop-Tart to pop, so you just gave up on it getting hot.
I was just getting sweaty.
So
did
anybody make it to...
Nope.
No.
No one made it to Mount Everest.
Nope.
So you basically you got Smurfette going on downstairs right now.
Pretty much.
Smurfette.
I still got your G14 classified package.
Right.
No one knows what that means.
Exactly, because G14 classified.
It's G14.
No one knows what that means.
Might have to check that out a little later on. You know what I mean?
Real quick, Lil D, I know you did when you was a little kid.
You know I did.
You watched Sesame Street.
You know I did.
And DJ, you watched Sesame Street? Lip, did you watch El Streeto Sesame?
Simone?
Oh, actually, no, you're saying it wrong. Because there was a Spanish one. This Negro. Yeah. Sound like Morris Day at the top.
Hallelujah! Doom.
Whoa! That has nothing to do with that.
Oh, it won't stop.
Oh, but no, Lip was watching Plaza Sesamo.
There you go.
I don't know where this came from. It just started playing. It's movie tone.
Welcome to Plaza Sesamo.
I don't know why that started. It was like delayed. Wait. Oh, there it is. All right. What were you saying, Mocha? My pants ripped.
Oh, I was just I was saying the Mexican version of Sesame Street with Plaza Sesamo.
Plaza Sesamo. El Sesamo Street.
They had
El
I forgot to say bird. Naranjo? Or
did you say bird?
Bird.
What?
Hallelujah!
Whoa!
That again. Now.
What? Hallelujah! Whoa! Okay, so
it was cold.
Hey, Prince is coming out with a new album. Did you hear about that?
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
And kick the cat out.
He coming up with a new album. I can't wait to get it because Prince is my man crush.
Yeah.
Like I would totally go gay.
Really?
For Prince.
Really?
If I wasn't already gay for Corey.
Thank you.
I will go double gay.
Oh.
Hey, that's never been done before.
Double bubble gay.
Double bubble gay?
That's very true.
For Prince.
What did you say? What kind of, what was it? A bird?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Come on now.
What?
Hallelujah. Yeah, I have no clue. Yeah, I have no idea what we're talking about. Flip us up.
I sure don't.
El Gondo Espanol, El Big Bird.
Anybody got that song?
Get your finger on
America.
The button. Because I know exactly there's a song and they did in there. It was like, Guac!
Hallelujah!
Avocados from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
That was quick.
Guac! Guacamole!
Where's the salsa? Say it again now.
Guac!
Guacamole! With salsa! Señorita!
Come
need to come! To my enchilada!
Yep.
Whoa! I on the over with me and DT finished.
He ripped his pants.
Oh, you guys ripped my pants.
Oh no.
It's your mom. Oh, he pooped
he
his
wasn't
pants.
Ready.
Avocados from Mexico.
Yeah, buddy.
Ripped his pants. Ripped his pants.
Oh, man.
I don't even know where this show is going anymore. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. I came to work today.
I don't think he read show notes. He's like, yeah, there's no point today. There is no point.
They are completely blank. There ain't nothing on this sheet. Nothing. No. Okay, so Sesame Street. I watched a documentary about Big Bird Amazon Instant Video.
Be cool.
It was pretty, okay, listen. I know, Lil, don't make fun of me. We're not going to do like you did in the fourth grade when you took my shirt off in front of them girls and said, look, he's got fourth grade man boobs.
That's why I became popular.
And you pushed me down in the sand.
I'm breastfeeding ragu.
You're not going to embarrass me again, you skinny son of a bitch, which is pretty much my mama. Listen. Aren't you glad you came in today, Lip?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go. That's your fourth word you've said today. Sesame Street. Sesame Street. What's the most iconic character in Sesame Street?
Elmo.
No, Big Bird.
Miss Piggy.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. That dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. It's Big Bird.
It's Sasquatch. Sasquatch. You're right. It is Sasquatch.
Did you know that that Big Bird has been the same guy for the last 40-something years?
Really?
Yeah. And this documentary on Big Bird on Sesame Street that's on Amazon Instant Video, if you get a chance, go and watch it. If you were a fan of Big Bird, how he got into the costume, how he actually became and had a love for puppets, how he met Jim Henson is all, I was riveted by this documentary about Big Bird.
It was that good?
It was that good. I was a Sesame Street fan. Little D, when you were out trying to put your little you know 9-year-old thing in the neighbor girl, I was in there eating cookies and watching Sesame Street.
You know what I was doing?
Wow.
You know, and I was in there, and I liked the Big Bird.
See, you know what's funny?
It's the girls like my Big Bird.
Hallelujah! All right.
She was screaming.
No. How was she screaming, though?
What? Hallelujah!
And I was like, whoa!
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Too far.
You see the line, and then you just jump over it. You do like, a backflip.
What do I do when I'm in there?
You treat the line like how Donald Trump says people treat the border.
You jump it.
See how I was politically correct there?
Yeah, I see how you did the political thing.
Send all your complaints to Anthony.
Anthony. Yes, Frosto. Anthony at Full Court Press
Anthony
Radio.
Anthony Frostbite is where you
Hey, don't put that stuff on me.
Yeah. But it was a really interesting thing.
No, actually, I don't know if I ever told you about watching the Elmo documentary.
Yeah.
Like, I know that guy, you know, has been sexual harassment.
Yeah, that was a cool story, too.
Before that, like, I hadn't known that Elmo wasn't his original character. Like, he didn't create Elmo.
Yeah.
Another dude created Elmo. And, you know, you have to give each character their own niche. And Elmo's original niche was to be
Niche.
Come on, man.
God, you're so black.
South Carolina.
Why are you so black?
I thought he said
this ain't Rosewood.
I told you not to be black.
Come on, man.
This ain't Texas.
It ain't your foot, Kuta.
Come on, man. Plymouth Rock ain't landed on us. We landed on Plymouth Rock. All right.
And then we smoked it.
Reverse Malcolm.
Hey, y'all see WWA?
Malcolm 10. I saw that movie.
Malcolm Z.
Malcolm.
World War Malcolm Z.
But no, Elmo was a caveman.
We're supposed to be at break right
now. The hell was he a caveman?
He was a caveman at first. And then the dude who played him now, turned him into just love. Mm. That was his niche. Just love on everybody.
Well,
and then he actually loved on everybody.
Now, up on break. I don't know what happened. I was writing something.
You'll get it when you listen back to the show.
I'm going
to
listen back and I'm going to run. Before we go to break, I'm going to drop a nugget on you.
All right.
Sesame Street, Big Bird, also is the same guy that plays Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, I already knew that. You can tell by their voices.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man.
Hey, I saw a documentary, too. It's about Bill Cosby.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. That's All right, folks. We'll be right back after this break. Fat Guy Radio Show is the show that's spinning out of control. To the show, everybody. Stitcher Radio app. Get it if you want it.
How cool is that? Black guys that know some of that right
there. Right. I know. I was impressed.
Ain't that System of the Down, Chop Suey?
Yeah. Yep.
God dog it. I'm with you.
All right. In this last little segment of the show, What's worse than breaking, getting the rock? You know, we've been having these freeway shootings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they caught what I called it. I'm going to give myself the point. I called it copycatters. They caught two dumb copycatters.
That was three.
Three dumb copycatters. Lip, thank you for joining the show. It must be the last 10 minutes.
It sure is.
They caught the copycatters on the show on the freeway. So now I'm driving on the freeway going to that place I'm not allowed to talk about here on the show, or they threaten to fire me.
Wow.
And a rock pops up off of one of Philippians' people's lawn trucks, cracks my windshield of my SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, kink, crack. As soon as it happened, about an inch. By the time I got up the road, about 12 inches.
Wow.
Right through the middle of the camera. Right through the middle of the windshield. So I'm like, oh, okay, no big problem, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound pompous, but got another whip in the garage. So went to work, did what I got to do, came back home, had to go. This was yesterday.
Okay.
Had to go pick up the new guy of the network, and he was going to – actually, he came and met me at the house. We were going to the Miracles concert because he went with me. New guy, B2B Radio Network is like, you know, help assimilate this dude and blah, blah, blah. And all I'm trying to do is get, you know, make him do weird things with me in the dark.
Yeah. Always. Always.
You know, I'm like, hey, welcome. Hi, you got a really great name. Want to sit in the corner and get weird?
If you're not raping, you're not trying.
If you're not screaming, you're not trying. Mm-hmm. It's do or do not. There is no try. Touch it. So we comes over.
That was Bill Cosby's slogan.
Yeah, it was. Here, have a drink. Sit down. I got some popsicles down in the cellar.
Why don't you go ahead and touch this pudding?
Yeah, pop. Because he is, you know what? Hats off, sidebar, hats off to B2B Radio Network. They are bringing in some pieces of ass into this network. Have you seen the new guy?
I thought you made some pieces of ass, like some pieces. Like,
he's a piece of ass.
Yeah, I low key was like, wait, I ain't seen not a stitch of bitches.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, Lady K, he is. I'm sorry.
Yes, he is what?
I was answering her question on the Twitter, off the Twitter.
What'd she say?
She was like, is Little D really that duh? Yes, he is, Lady K. Yes, he is.
About what?
Duh.
About what?
BDB Radio Network is bringing in some cute eye candy for your boy. I think they're trying to. They're trying to make uh-huh. me catch a case.
Yeah,
they're trying to set me up.
They trying to make you come out that closet.
Yeah, because the ones that are coming in are redder and whiter.
Oh, so they're gingers and they have no souls. So basically, yes. You can do whatever you want with them.
I know. I couldn't touch this one.
Why?
I was a little scared. I thought, man, if I touched it, my head was going to catch on fire. But anyway.
All right, now back to it. So why she think I'm dumb? Lady K, why? What did I do?
It wasn't about you, you some of my mama.
You said it was.
I know I lied.
Don't lie to me. You touch places that I want her to touch. In my heart, that is. Get your mind out of quarter.
You ain't got no heart. Your heart is two sizes too small.
I know. Hey, Grinch. That's the only thing that's two sizes too small.
Okay, so.
Hey, I wouldn't touch you with a 90-foot-and-a-half six-pole. Totally messed that one up.
All right, so the rock pops up, hit the SUV, cracks the windshield. I got a crack. Now it's going halfway across the windshield on the SUV.
Wow.
Go to work, come back home. It spread fast because it was a little warm on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Get here to the house. A new guy shows up, meets me at my house. You know, I have no shirt on. And he walks in, he's like, oh my God, it's a bear, and it was gross, and he puked. So once he was done puking, we went to get in the new car. It's a bear with humongous mantis. And so we go and we get in the car, you know, I tell him you can sit here. I left my hand in the seat, he sat down. You know, that's my...
Oh, you have massaging chairs?
Yeah. They're not heated chairs.
I like these small massaging chairs.
I was
on one spot.
It gets a little tingle there.
I looked deeply in his eyes and I said, I know it's not right, but it's okay.
It's not right, but it's okay. I'm going to touch you anyway. Grab your balls, kiss you in the teeth. Fresh piece of late great Whitney, he miss you, baby.
So I pull my hand from under his fresh and fruit or root or tutor, and I put the car in reverse, driving on the freeway, and I asked you not a rock hit the new whip and got not one windshield crack but two.
Wow.
Damn. Driving on the 51, not on the 10, because I don't want Philippians shooting at me. So I was on the 51. You know, the 51 is a freeway over in Scottsdale where, you know, people like me are supposed to drive. Lil D.
Yep, I know.
You ain't allowed.
Nope.
You're not allowed.
I'm ordering my truck anyway. Look at that.
You're not allowed. All of them. So I get on the 10 or the 51. I'm driving another rock. Beep, clack. Both windshields are now on the new whip and the SUV. Both windshields got cracks in them.
You know what's crazy? Mine's today. It's a long 12-inch line right across
the thinking
driver.
All those bullets that were fired into those cars are now just on the freeway popping up and cracking windshields.
Fragments. Wow. What do they call them? They call them
fragments?
Something. No, not the fragments.
The shell casings?
Yeah. Not
fragments, the fragments or whatever.
They call them something else.
Shards?
Projectile.
Projectiles.
Projectile
that's what
vomiting?
You didn't do when you was trying to get in with the lady.
You didn't projectile that missile.
Nope. All right, are you guys ready to go back to your childhood, Lil D? Maybe not yours because I took your childhood away from you when you sold it to me for $3 on Thursday when you said you're gonna get your check on the first.
Yeah, let's go. My check on the first.
Oh, man, I love this song.
For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strides. I mean the bare necessities. That's wild nature's recipes. The rest of the bare necessities are like
taking mocha.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home.
I'll take it from here.
The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few.
I want some.
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me?
They'll come to you.
Oh, okay.
Look for the bare necessities.
You know what part I'm trying to get to?
The bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Lil D don't know the words.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease. But just the bare necessities.
Life. Take life. It, D-Tay.
And then you pick a paw, or a prickly pear.
Can I take it?
If you pick a wrong paw, well, next time, beware.
I'll take it from here.
All right.
Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big paw.
Did I give you a clue? Yeah.
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
You.
They'll come to you.
Take it, Lip.
Oh, man, this is really living.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. And little Deja doesn't know the
words. Yeah, man.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear could rescue
me. Rescue me.
Just the bare necessities
of life.
The reason why.
Hey, I nailed that one.
He said that's why a bear could rescue me. That's like what the new guy was thinking when he saw you with your shirt off. He's like, oh, it's a bear to rescue me. Lions and tigers and bear. Oh my.
Oh, got that one.
Shoot.
Damn, Lil D. Yeah, where you been at? Childhood.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, Lil D.
Yeah, welcome back. Glad you were able to join
us. I was in porn at 9 years old, so I knew nothing about this Disney stuff.
Yeah, you were. I didn't understand it. You were a little 4-year-old walking around with a boner. I couldn't figure that out. You're like a little tripod. It was so cute.
That was my stage name, tripod. Little tripod.
Yeah.
Little Dick Johnson tripod.
Yeah, Lil D went into stripping and he got the job at Chippendales. I went into stripping, I got the job at Chip and Dip. But nobody needs to know that.
See,
it's a bad long time ago.
Back then, Debbie did Dallas and Debbie did Tripod.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And Doodly D did Diddly Die.
And dilly 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 dilly.
Very good. All right, I appreciate that. The reason why I brought the bare necessities up is because I put it up on my blog after the levels of blog by Corey Blaze is because they are finally going to release the live action Jungle Book. And here is why it is so relevant to me. I'm going to tell you why it is so 100% relevant to me. Because Disney has decided to not only release this live action play of the Jungle Book, they're going to release it in April of 2016, the day before my birthday.
Nice.
April 15th will be the release of The Jungle Book, which I just realized now is also Tax Day.
I was just like, wait, they're releasing a movie on Tax Day?
You sons of bitches screwed me again. I thought it was all about me. But no, you played to Uncle Sam. Disney wins again.
Those money-hungry horrors.
But I'm going to be watching that. That may be, DT, are you ready for it? Wait for it. This movie may be the first movie in the history of Corey Cinema attending. I may go to this theater and see the movie on the day it opens.
What? You know what else? You know what else this movie may be?
What?
Another reason you should go and visit Disneyland. Nice.
Somebody get some water.
Somebody give me some air. Screw the water.
Here, I got something to suck on.
My heart is palpitating. Quick lip, come do ass to mouth resuscitation. DT, stop it.
I'm sorry.
You're doing something to him.
DT, you're making it move.
Oh, you guys made it move.
But I'm going to see that. I'm really excited about
it. I'm excited about it too, because Idris Elba's going to be Shere Khan.
Yes.
And Ben Kingsley is going to be Bagheera.
Yeah, there's going to be a bitch as a snake.
Oh, so it's going to be like a movie.
Yeah, movie.
I forgot. Who was it?
If you want to see the trailer, go over to afterthelevels.com.
Scarlett Johansson is going to be Ka.
It's going to be Ka.
Trust in me. And that's another reason never to trust a bitch.
And you know what?
True.
And that's the
Sorry, Lady I give five more reasons.
That song that Ka sang, Trust in Me, is the same song that I tried to sing to the new guy when he walked in my house. Didn't work.
Oh, man. You know what you should do?
No.
You should go ahead and fix him one of those Jesus juice drinks with the Bill Cosby special.
Yes. That's exactly what's going to happen.
All right.
I'm going to get that pretty boy. I'm going to get him.
You get him.
I'm going to send him a crying grand wagon from Lady K's onion truck.
Girl, go get your man.
You said Lady K's onion truck?
Lady K's onion truck.
Hey, Lady K got some good onions.
Thanks for listening.
I bet you do.
Thanks for listening to this show, you a-hole.
That's what I do.
All right, folks. I'm sorry. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. I'm going through puberty right before your eyes, Lip. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. The seasons are changing, but be like everyone on the show and shop for all your needs and wants at fatguyradioshow.com/AmazonBookMarket. Please, our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get played on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. You're welcome to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We rely on your word of mouth for everything, so please tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our goal for 2015 is still 5,000 downloads per show. We can do it. And as mentioned before, After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is my daily, hourly, sometime, minute-by-minute blog. If you want to know what I'm thinking when I'm not on the microphone, you want to get over to After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze at afterthelevels.com. For our executive producer, Philippius, my little brother, Little D, and Daniel Taylor Dite, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, that's you, K2. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week. See you in October at the Vape Expo, by the way. Listen, like, and laugh. See you at the top.
Hello.
Why do you do that?
I got blue basketballs.
One more word before you go, if I may. Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show. Now you may go.